Okay, good morning, everyone. I am Andre Vega with the University of Wisconsin. My presentation is not entirely about breeding, but for sure it creates an opportunity for future breeding projects. I will be talking about grafting in peppers and how to optimize the success rate and the reduction of root formations. So what is grafting? It's a process and a propagation technique. Also, it can be a tool to increase the income and deploy genetic diversity in the field. And also, it can help to efficiently use genetic resources because you can have a resistant rootstock and a high-quality cultivar and put them together, and you are using the genetics pretty efficiently. What is a grafted plant? Well, it's often referred as a physical hybrid. And you take two plants, one that is called a scion, and the second one is called a rootstock. The scion provides the stem, and the rootstock provides the root system. So you cut the plants, and you put them together, and if the interaction succeeds, then you get a grafted plant. The grafting process, it's pretty straightforward. You have a scion and a rootstock. You have to plant them like with a window of time. 4 to 7 days, it depends on the cultivars. Then after 30 days, you graft the plant, and the relative humidity must be high so that the plant can heal. And after this healing, you get a grafted plant that should be put in a greenhouse, and then we'll be ready for the field or greenhouse, depending on what's the objective. When grafting plants, there are different factors that you have to take into account, because there's different temperature, light, and relative humidity balance inside the healing chamber that must be taken into account. So the grafted plant heals inside a healing chamber, because when you cut the plant, you are putting a lot of stress. When you severe these plants, you need to take into account the reactive oxygen species are being formed, and they might kill the cells in the graft unit that are forming callus. You have to take into account also that you are dealing with two different genotypes, and they may or may not have different growth rates. And also, one thing that is really important is the stem diameter and the position of graft, either below cotyledons or above cotyledons. This is done at the seedling stage. So why is grafting important in pepper production? Well, you can improve yields, you can enhance or at least maintain the quality of the grafted plant. And one of the most important things is that you can alleviate the stress caused by soil-borne diseases by using a resistant rootstock. And also in crop, in short season, like in the upper Midwest, grafted plants can be earlier than non-grafted plants, so that's also a plus. I just want to bring your attention real quick to the history of grafting. We have reports from 300 years before the age of Christ all the way to Darwin. The most famous reference is in China, where they used 10 roots into a single scion. So they create like a gigantic gourd that they will use to store rice inside of them. So that's one of the... There's also references in the Bible, Shakespeare, and we're still talking about grafting today. But you don't hear about grafted plants really often. So why is this? Well, grafted plants are 3 times as expensive, more or less, as non-grafted plants, because you have to take into account the seed of the rootstock, the clip that is used to hold together the plants, the grafting labor, the nursery labor, and also grafting peppers is tricky. So you can graft a lot of plants and have low survival rates. Reported survival rates are from 44% to 100%, but what we want is consistent over 90% survival rates. Also, the quality of the grafted plant is important. Sometimes when you graft and you keep the plant inside a healing chamber for so long, it will start producing adventitious roots in the stem. And if you are willing to alleviate the stress of a soil disease. If these roots grow and touch the soil, then the scion will become susceptible, right? So you have to take into account that this formation of roots from the stem is really important. So this leads us to two objectives, which is optimize the success rate and reduce the amount of adventitious roots. What I did was we did a 2-to-4 factorial design with two healing chambers. One that was just with a cloth, with a muslin cloth, and the other one was a cloth on a plastic film. Both of them have like a water reservoir. There's no humidifiers or free water inside the chamber. It's just a water reservoir in the bottom of the chamber. I used 2 ascorbic acid doses because ascorbic acid is an antioxidant. It's vitamin C, so it can help in the graft union. So I used 0 and 100. Also, 2 stem diameters because it's sometimes, you know, when plants have smaller diameters, they heal faster, but when they have bigger diameters, it might be easier to graft manually. And 2 grafting position relative to cotyledons, above or below. I used the grafting method published by Lee, which is it's called a cleft grafting, where you cut the scion and you make it in the shape of like an arrow, like a V. And then over here, you make an incision in the rootstock, and then you put together both of the plants. And I use Capsicum annuum as a scion and Capsicum chinense as a rootstock. And Capsicum chinense, we decided to use Capsicum chinense because it represents the major source of resistance to soil borne pathogens. I measured 2 variables, the graft survival rate and the adventitious root formation. I also took measurements of relative humidity, temperature, and light inside the chambers. And to the adventitious root formation, I used this visual scale that ranges from 1 to 5, where 1 is no roots and 5 is multiple roots touching the soil or media. I repeated the experiment over time. 3 times in my experimental unit was 6 plants. So I found no significant difference in the chambers regarding light and temperature. However, I found a significant effect of the chamber in the relative humidity of the plant, in the relative humidity of the chamber. Right here, in the uppermost plot, I'm showing the temperature, and the blue line shows the cloth chamber, right? And it has consistently less temperature, but there's not really a difference, only like from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., but this difference is not significant. Also, something really important is that we found as consistently higher relative humidity inside the clothless plastic chamber. I also tested the main effects of first, second, and third order interactions, and I'm going to show you here the ones that were significant. So for the survival rate, chamber, ascorbic acid, diameter, and interaction between ascorbic acid and chamber were significant. For the adventitious root formation, only the position relative to cotyledons and ascorbic acid by position interaction were significant. So the main effect of the healing chamber on survival rate, as you use a cloth plus plastic chamber, you increase the survival rate of the grafted plants up to 28%, right? So that's like the main effect that I found. Also, when using ascorbic acid, you can increase the survival rate of the grafted plant by 22%. And this is because ascorbic acid is involved in a whole bunch of physiological process in the plant. It's involved in photosynthesis, cell division, expansion. It helps the plant to cope with oxidative stress. It's involved in enzymes, and most importantly, in the cell wall. So what the ascorbic acid is doing is helping to get rid of all those reactive oxygen species. Reactive oxygen species are a signal in the plants, but if you have too much, you interrupt the balance, and then this can lead to cellular death. The interaction between healing chamber and ascorbic acid, what this statistic interaction means that when you use ascorbic acid, you can mitigate the effect of the cloth chamber. So it's always better to use ascorbic acid. This is what the interaction means. I also found an effect of the stem diameter. Larger stem diameters had like 7% more success rate, and this is because a larger stem diameter is easier to physically manipulate, right? Than a smaller stem. And there's no effect of the position of graft relative to cotyledons in survival rate. However, there's a highly significant effect of position in the root formation, and I will show you that in a minute. Just to bring back your attention that I measure root formation in a 1-5 scale. And then, and here you can see, I also took the measurements over the course of 3 weeks, and right in the first week, there's a statistical separation of the below and above cotyledons. So if you graph below cotyledons, then you're going to have a lot of adventitious root formation in the first week. No effect of root formation, of helix chamber on root formation. No effect of stem diameter on the root formation, and also very small effects of ascorbic acid in the root formation. The interaction, I also found an interaction between healing chamber and ascorbic acid, and I don't know what's going on here, but what we find is that ascorbic acid magnifies the effect of position. So if you graph below cotyledons, then you have more roots. If you apply ascorbic acid, you have even more roots. If you graph below cotyledons, you have less roots forming in the stem, and if you apply ascorbic acid, then you have even less. So ascorbic acid seems to magnify the effect of root formation. So if we want over 90% success rate in grafted peppers, we have to spray the plants with ascorbic acid, 100 micrograms per liter. Use a cloth plus plastic chamber that holds the humidity better. And even though we couldn't find an effect of the graft position, it really affects no effect of graft position on survival rate, but it really affects the formation of roots. And I'll take any questions if you have some.
So we've got 4 minutes for a question. Yes, please go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, this is exciting research. I'm interested in this one as well. So I just have one question for you. Ascorbic acid. So the concentration you said is 100 mg each liter.
Mm-hmm.
So have you tested different concentrations?
Okay, so there's only one paper that I know of, and they tried different concentrations of ascorbic acid, but after 100, you see no really difference between ascorbic acid, between 100 and 1,000, you don't really get much out of it. So you might as well be saving some money and using less, even though ascorbic acid is pretty cheap. So you can use 100 or 1,000, and there's no really an effect of ascorbic acid after 100 micrograms per liter, dissolving water and spraying the plants. I think he has a question.
I spray
one time after grafting. Like right after grafting, I spray the plants and then I put them inside the chamber and forget about them for 7 weeks.
So you need it.
Sorry, what?
So you spray this chemical.
I spray this chemical right immediately after grafting 6 plants. So you graft, because my experimental unit was 6 plants, right? So I grafted the six plants, like these 6 plants, and then I spray ascorbic acid on them and then pull them inside the chamber.
Any other questions?
Okay, so I was using California Wonder, which is a bell pepper, and I was using another cultivar, which is Habanero Early, which is, I think, Ball Seed. It's licensed to Ball Seed, but it was developed in our lab. And it's got earliness and also presumably resistance to soil pathogens. Thank you.
Appreciate our feedback.